Hi there. This is Jim Harris with the third talk in our series, Travelling Towards Christmas. Having previously discussed Mary and Joseph, this time we'll have a look at the shepherds. They apparently were the first people to see the newborn Son of God, the one we now describe as our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This would be a good moment to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, for that's where we find their story. Shepherds were not sophisticated, middle-class people. They were down-to-earth, rugged, hard-working men who tended and took care of flocks of sheep, mostly belonging to rich people. Some of them had a special role in looking after the flocks that produced lambs for the temple sacrifices at Jerusalem. It's known that these flocks were pastured on the fields surrounding Bethlehem because of it being so close to Jerusalem. With that in mind, consider the fact that Jesus was to become, as John the Baptist described him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Isn't that remarkable? But there's something else, too. Jerusalem was King David's city, but Bethlehem was his hometown. That's why Joseph had to travel to register there, because he belonged to the house and line of David. See that in verse 4. Now, with these ideas in mind, it's good to reread verses 8 to 11 again. Here it all comes together into what we can only think of as God's superb plan for introducing his Son to the world. These shepherds may have been ordinary people, representing the rank and file of humankind, but they were very privileged people too. That night, out in the fields, unexpectedly, the curtain between heaven and earth was drawn back sufficiently for God's messengers to be seen and heard. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Then a little later we read, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel. The message they brought was the good news of great joy to all people. The Saviour had been born in Bethlehem." It was made pretty clear to them that they were to bear witness to this tremendous event by visiting the baby, then passing on the good news to others. So what does all this say to us as we approach Christmas by crossing shepherds' fields? First of all, that Jesus is for all people. Good news of his birth was entrusted to what a poet has called a few farm workers. News of his resurrection was entrusted to a woman with a dubious history, Mary Magdalene. Jesus is for everyone, whatever their social rank or moral background. He's the Saviour. He specializes in forgiving the past and creating a new future for all who put their faith in him. Then these shepherds did what was required of them. They went off immediately to find the baby and confirm what the angel had said. They were eager to do what God wanted from them, which is a mark of true faith. Mind you, if we'd been among them, I think the excitement of heaven breaking through in their encounter with the angels and in the birth of God's Son would have sent us hurrying down to Bethlehem as well. Then they told everyone what had happened. They witnessed to others about their experience and the message they'd heard. Another mark of genuine faith is that we become so thrilled with what's happened to us that we simply overflow. We tell everyone about it. That's what happened with Jesus' disciples about 33 years after this account of his birth. They just couldn't stop telling everyone the good news that the Jesus who died on the cross was now risen from the dead. Finally, the shepherds glorified and praised God for all the things they'd seen and heard. They did not draw attention to themselves. They didn't entertain a special status mentality because God had chosen them for this important role in the Nativity. No. They were humble about it. It's a mark of true spirituality that all glory goes to God for the experiences he grants us. And we sign off with another question for you to consider. Verse 19 reads, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And my question is simply, will I give some time this Christmas to pondering its significance for me?